Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have everybody from around the world listening to the number one motivational, inspirational show on planet Earth. We are recording today, February 26, 2014, from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm convinced at some point this year, the temperature will be higher than 30 degrees for more than 3 days in a row. Right now, it's about a cool, crisp 18 degrees. But does that stop me from waking up in the morning? No. Does that stop me from having a smile on my face? No. Does it stop me from getting to the gym every day? No. And it shouldn't stop you either. As a matter of fact, there shouldn't be anything except death itself that actually stops you from going after your dream. How about yesterday's show, by the way? Humble brag. The Twitterverse in the inbox is blowing up from the feedback on yesterday's podcast from February 25th on the power of a dream. Doesn't cost anything to dream. Did you dream last night? Did you allow yourself to dream? We'll get into that in just a second, as well as talking about the topic of today's show, that not knowing how to do it, that ain't good enough, man. That just ain't good enough. And I believe that came from Ron Harris. I want to say that, but I'm not faux show because I don't have my inbox with my email open right now. I got so many things going on in the studio. So if it wasn't Ron, whoever said, hey, man, great topic. I think it was in a training video inside Podcast House where I was talking about not knowing how to do it. It just ain't good enough. Learn how. And we're going to talk about that today. But talk about the power of a dream. First of all, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show, hashtag Everyday Saturday. If you love the show, let me know. You hate the show, let everybody know. There's no such thing as bad publicity. You know that. At Levi Span tweets us, still catching up, but great advice on the ups and downs episode from February 18th. Hope you have the best day ever. Hashtag Everyday is Saturday. Let's see. Arabella S. Ruby, you tweet us quite often, Arabella. It is awesome. Your energy is awesome. We love it. Tweet us more every day, every hour, heck, every minute of the day. Let us know you're listening. She wrote, super amped on the Power of a Dream podcast. Love the energy. Had me sweating. I submit this question to you, my friend, the fellow Every Day is Saturday listener. How many other podcasts do you listen to that leave you sweating? Think about that for a minute. And then get back to us, all right? John Daly, Sam, this message was awesome. The Sunday Spiritual Podcast, thank you, John. It's always great to have you listening as well. Rich Hopkins, shout out to Rich, recorded his very first podcast. He tweeted us, it's here, raw and uncut, my first podcast. Thanks to Sam Crowley for the inspiration and the encouragement. Let me tell you something. I've got a big, big launch coming up, Podcast House. You can get yourself on the list just by going to podcasthouse.com. I'm going to train you and teach you how to record your very own show. Everybody's got a voice. You've got a voice. Your neighbor's got a voice. Everybody you know, your children, your mother, your grandparents, everybody's got a voice. If you can talk, I'll show you how to use that to blast your message out globally, just like I'm doing right now. But you got to understand this much. You've got to understand that you have the message. I know you've been beaten down and so many people have tried to tell you that your voice doesn't matter. It's just one of many out there. Or how about this one? What are you going to be? Like one of those motivational speakers? Are you going to be like one of the like a Tony Robbins is on the infomercials type person? Is selling that hocus pocus snake oil stuff everywhere? Let me tell you something. There ain't no better gift in the universe that I know of than the gift of encouragement. And if all you can ever give somebody is a smile, get off your rusty duff, get out there and give it. Because let me tell you something. What would you rather have? So, you know, somebody saying, hey, I'll pray for you. Hey, prayer is nice, but it's a great Les Brown says, I wanted to do more for my mama, the great mammy, Mrs. Mammy Brown, than to be able to just pray for. I wanted to do more for my family than just be able to say, I'll pray for you. Okay? It's okay to buy them a house, give them a couple grand in the account, take care of their health care bills. It's okay to have money, but none of that starts until you believe that you actually have a message that you can contribute to the world. And everybody, get yourself over to podcasthouse.com. Put yourself on the list to hear about the launch. I just started shooting the videos for it. It's going to be awesome, man. Hey, even if you don't come inside Podcast House and learn, check out the launch and the video sequence, because I'm going to give a lot of free training away. You don't have to buy anything. I'll train you literally on how to get your message monetized, which means making the moolah from just speaking. Hey, and if you don't think you sound too good, by the way, like, oh, I don't really sound that good. Hey, listen to who you're talking. Listen, what's in the earbuds? Ex-stutter, okay, guys, this is just, is there anybody more choppy than me? All right, is there anybody who doesn't even give a flip? I could not possibly care less. I don't edit any of my podcasts. I grip it and rip it. I let it go for 20 minutes every day, 365 days a year. It is unpolished. You talk about raw and uncut, baby. That's the Everyday is Saturday show. It's life unscripted. That's how I chose to live my life. No rules. I had too many rules. I had too many rules in my life, okay? I decided to cut them all out. I don't like rules. It's like when you're a kid. I don't want to eat the peas, so I'm just putting them over here. The rules were my peas, man. I don't want to do it. Just put them over on that side of my life because I'm not paying attention to them. Now, not doing anything stupid. Not committing crimes. Just ain't paying attention to the rules anymore. So congratulations, Rich, on getting your show out there. One more. I'm so passionate on Twitter. Says, check this out, man. This would be, this is a great, great tweet. Check this out. The power of a dream was great, yesterday's show. In 2 months, I'm risking it all to chase my own dreams. Hashtag every day is Saturday. Check that out, man. Woo! I'm going for it. I'm going to risk it all, they say. Well, are you really risking it all? Because there's a risk-reward concept here. You know, the more you risk, the greater reward you're going to have. Have you ever seriously risked it all, though? I mean, burn the boat behind you, the old analogy. Have you ever just said, I've got nothing to lose, I'm going for it? Because when you're in that state that you say, all right, I got nothing to lose, I'm making it happen. And I don't recommend everybody lose all their money and everything like I did back in the day, but I felt almost more invincible at that point in time than I felt when I had all the money. You know what I mean? As stupid as that sounds, all right? As you guys are like, this Crowley guy? By the way, let me just back up. If you've never plugged into the Everyday Saturday podcast and this is your first time, I so apologize, okay? You have my deepest sympathy right now that you're listening to a loose cannon way off the reservation already. But if you want to find out more about Sam Crowley, which is moi, and the Everyday Saturday message, go to everydaysaturday.com. And by the way, do yourself the hugest favor in the world. Get a little abnormal, as the intro said, above normal. Hit the podcast button, subscribe to the show, and make sure that you have at least every single day this episode in your ears playing, because it's the most motivational message you're ever going to hear on the planet. Hey, when you got nothing to lose, life is awesome. It's awesome because you don't care anymore. You know, you just don't care anymore. Oh, what else do I have to lose? I'm going to try this now. Okay. I'm going to give this my best effort because can't go any lower. You ever felt like that? You ever been so down when you're like, ah, the hell with it. I'm just going to give it a shot. Isn't that when you realize how awesome life is and how invincible you really are? Now, again, don't take this message to mean, hey, I just listened to this guy, Sam Crowley. He recommended that I go bankrupt. No, that's not it at all. I'm just saying, get a little crazy. It's all right to get a little crazy, man. I know the relatives are going to look at you. The coworkers are going to call HR and say, hey, I think we need to have an investigation because Joe here is off the deep end. He's out there, you know, buying a business or starting his own gig. But that's okay. That's all right. When you got nothing to lose, like I'm so passionate, just tweeted us on Twitter and said, hey, I'm risking everything. Let me tell you something. You're not risking as much as you think. The sun's still coming up tomorrow. All right? You still got your health. probably still got a couple of people that believe in you. I don't know if it's necessarily your family and friends, but you got a couple. Hey, Count Sam Crowley is one of them. And the person that you become along the way is amazing, man. You find out so much about yourself when you actually do decide to risk what you perceive to be everything. And when you look back, you're like, eh, you know what? Wasn't that bad. Dust it off a little bit, rub some dirt on it. What's the worst thing that can happen, right? The great Bob Proctor told me one time, Sam, and then what? Well, Bob, what if I lose my health insurance? And then what? Well, what if my savings isn't there anyway? And then what? You can always make it up, buddy. You can always make it up. So let's get into today's show. I know I was talking about the power of a dream. That was yesterday's podcast. Did you dream, before I get into today's show, about not knowing how isn't good enough? Did you dream last night? Did you take a little bit of time and just say, golly, I listen to Sam's show, and I wonder, what if I really did do that? What would happen? Don't you, like when I daydream, which I do a lot, man, like I was daydreaming today, unfortunately, we're showing the house. I think I told you that two weeks ago, I just had realtors over to see what my house was worth, and then I ended up listing it. And then my wife came home from Kroger, and I told her our house was for sale, so that went over pretty good. But I left the house today. We had a couple of realtors showing the house. So I threw Ginger and Lucy, my two border collies, in the back seat and drove down to my favorite Dunkin' Donuts to grab a medium caramel swirl, two cream. And I was daydreaming while Lucy wasn't licking my ear. I was trying to daydream, but I find myself in the... Oh, and when Lucy wasn't vomiting all over my back seat, I found time to daydream as well. I'm not quite sure how that happened. We were only in the car 20 minutes. They only threw up in the car one other time, and that was on a 7-hour trip to Buffalo. I kind of understood that. 10-minute trip to Duncan, coming back to dog vomit. It's not really every day Saturday, more like every day is Monday, but we dealt with it, man. We dealt with it. But in between the dog vomit on my back seat and the dog like licking my ear and barking incessantly out the window at park signs, I mean, stop signs. They're always parked. And parked cars. I don't know why dogs bark at parked cars. I never figured that one out. But I dream, man. I'm dreaming. Like, I'm always dreaming. Like, when I'm behind the windshield, I always allow myself, like, I'll be driving to the gym in an hour as soon as I record this show and upload it. I'm going to head off to the gym. And when I'm on the treadmill, man, the elliptical machine, I allow myself to just go big. Like, that's when I feel like I see myself on stage in front of hundreds and thousands of people. I see myself in the oceanfront villa with my feet up after all my kids' braces are paid for and hopefully get them through college or whatever postgraduate degree they decide to do. And they finally do move out. I mean, those of you that are listening and you've had kids, they eventually do, you know, move out of your house, right? I'm just kind of curious. Love my girls, Madeline, Laura, Paige. Just kidding. Take a joke. They listen to the show. Hey, by the way, way off the reservation again. Took my daughter Madeline to a bat mitzvah Saturday night. It was her very first time out. She'll be 13 years old next month. And first time, like, she was out from 7 till 11 at her friend's bat mitzvah. And it was crazy, man. My wife didn't sleep. You know, we're up, you know, staring at the clock. It's just, I'm sure, the first of many of these types of nights. Those of you that got kids can attest to that. So I dropped Madeline off, and her friend says, "Hey, I hear you're famous." That's right. The host of the Everyday Set. My daughter wanted to crawl into a corner because that kid's just, they're like, I was cool till they turn like 10 or 11. Then it goes to uncool. I'm sure I'll be cool again in their 20s. But right now I'm in the uncool stage. Like, Madeline's got to walk. If we go to the mall, she's got to walk about 4 feet ahead of me or 4 feet behind me. We cannot be seen together. Probably has a lot to do with every time we're walking together, I fire up a video and try to interview her. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Her friend said, "Hey, I hear you're pretty famous." But allow yourself to dream, man. Get behind the windshield of your car. Go to the gym. I mean, when you go to the gym and you're on the treadmill and you're going nuts, man, what do you do for 45 minutes? You got to allow something to happen. You can allow thoughts to come into your mind that are, you know, negative and toxic, and think of all the bills you got to pay and the collection calls you're getting. You know what's great is when you're on the treadmill at the gym and you're on your iPhone and the actual collection calls interrupt the music that's playing. That's when it gets really good. Like when you're going for a run and your iPhone is also where your music is, obviously, and the phone starts ringing and it's a block, caller block. That stuff's happened to me too, where you got the collection call coming in, man. It's like, oh, dude, I was just on stage in front of 20,000 people. Why you call? You ruined my mojo, man. I can't have a collection call when I'm dreaming about every day is Saturday. What's up with that? So, on to the topic for today's show. And I think, again, this was Ron that sent the email talking about, hey, man, it hit me between the eyes as far as not knowing. It just ain't good enough. Saying I don't know how, that doesn't cut it in the entrepreneurial world. That'll cut it at work, because at work you can always kick the can down the road. Hey, that's not my responsibility. That's Judy's. That's over in accounts receivable. She takes care of that. I love it, man. Whenever I call, I try to do business with anybody. Insurance agents, I go to like the Motor Vehicles Bureau or a doctor's office, anything like that. I don't take care of that. Hold on. Let me put you on hold, please. Hold, please. You can't say hold, please, when you're an entrepreneur. You got to figure it out, man. I had Phil, Dr. Phil, I call him, in the studio this week showing me the new mixer board. I got this new mixer. If you're listening to the show today, you may notice a difference in the audio, because yours truly, old Sammy boy, fired up the old credit card, and we put a big investment into the Everyday Saturday studio. I'll take a picture. I actually put it on my Instagram. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see a picture of me and Phil. It's Phil Michael, but I call him Dr. Phil. You'll see a picture of me and Dr. Phil here setting up the mixer board and all that stuff. But when I ordered this stuff, it wasn't like, I don't know how. I didn't know how. I don't know how the boom mic works. The arm comes down, attaches to an XLR cord and into the microphone, and how it feeds into the mixer, and the mixer sends it over to the computer. But I need to know, if I'm going to have a show that's well produced, I need to know how all this stuff works. Same thing with websites, all that. I hear that so much. And when I coach, I do a lot of coaching with entrepreneurs. And usually the first thing they say, now, Sam, I just got to let you know, I'm not really that tech. Well, figure it out. Well, what do you? And it really hits them between the eyes, like, oh boy, this guy's not going to take excuses. No, I'm not. I mean, look, if you, like we talked about, you know, don't argue for the limitations. Don't do that. You know, don't say, I don't know how. And you got a couple of different choices. You figure out how to do it, or you pay somebody that's already figured out how to do it. And if you're an entrepreneur just starting out, which is most of the people listening to my show that haven't quite cracked the code on making Everyday Saturday yet, or the fun part about being an entrepreneur is the learning phase. I'm not saying you got to type HTML code, but you got to be able to manage the process. Write this one down. You cannot manage what you don't measure. You can't manage what you don't measure. How are you going to measure the effectiveness of somebody that you've hired to do a job for you, or manage the quality of their work, if you don't measure it, if you don't know how to manage it? You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to know HTML code, but you got to know what a good page looks like. You don't need to be a copywriter, but you got to kind of have a feel for what good copy looks like and how it reads. You know, if you don't know how to do video, learn. If you want to do video, or you want to do all, learn how to do it. But saying I don't know how in this day and age with the resources that you have at your fingertips, that just ain't going to cut it, my friend. And it's not going to make you any more money. It's not like by saying I don't know how. Oh, whew, I dodged a bullet there. Or at least now I don't have. Now, whoa, who's going to do it? If you're not going to do it, who's going to do it? You know, I don't know how to do my taxes. I don't know how to file for an LLC, or I don't know whether I should have an S corp, a C corp, or an LLC. These are real questions, guys. Saying I don't know how to do it, it just doesn't cut it. Get on LegalZoom. LegalZoom's awesome. If you've never filed a corporation, go to LegalZoom. You can do it online. It's literally point and click. I don't have necessarily this tremendous knowledge of HTML code or anything like that, but Lead Pages is a game changer now. If you go to bestcapturepages.com, warning, affiliate link. I do get compensated if you use that program. I highly recommend it. A number one on my list. I use it every day to build sales funnels for my own business, and you don't need to know a lick of HTML code. All you got to do is literally be able to cut, paste, point, click, and you can build your own sales funnels. There's no excuse not to be able to monetize your passion. Here's the thing. Everybody has a passion, right? We all have a passion. Now, for some of us, it takes longer to find out what that passion is, because you really got to loosen that soil inside your mind that's been just hardened there for so long with everybody saying you got to have a job and you got to have a 401k and you got to have a pension and you got to go to college and all this stuff. But once you start listening to freaks like me out there, you know, the renegades, the mavericks out there, the people that swim upstream, and we're telling you, no. You can have that job. That's fine. That's going to be your long-term play. That's going to keep you safe and secure for a while right now, okay? Actually, probably more of a short-term play. Your long-term play is the whole everyday Saturday dream that you've been dreaming about. But you don't put so much pressure on yourself that you say, all right, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going forward to it. Don't do it the Sam Crowley way. It's a little crazy. It's a little crazy, okay? You're asking for some sleepless nights and you're putting a tremendous amount of pressure on yourself to succeed right away. Keep the job, but then work part-time, like the great Jim Rohn says. Work part-time on your dream. You understand? But understand this much, okay? When you decide that you don't need to have all the answers to get going, when you decide you've got just discovering your passion is enough, like I said, some people it takes a little bit longer. That's okay, but get going. You don't got to have the, you don't got to get straight A's. All right, this isn't a high honors course, all right? The valedictorian doesn't make the most money when you're an entrepreneur, all right? The person that gets going makes the most money because we can always find out the answers. As we talked about yesterday, man, you start dreaming and allowing yourself, yeah, I think I can do that. Sure, I can do that. I just need to know a little bit, just a little bit. Can you just do this for today's show? Can you just find out a little bit more today than you knew yesterday about where you want to go? Can you do that? Can you find out just a little bit more today than you knew yesterday? And then tomorrow, guess what? Yeah, you're going to see a little pattern here. Find out a little bit more tomorrow than you knew today about the business you want to start or this dream that's been eating away at you that you want to launch. Find out a little bit more about it, will you? And here's what's going to happen. For example, the date I'm recording this show is February 26th. You could be listening to this July 26th of this year. Heck, you'd be listening to it. It never changes. Listen to it 2 years from now. It doesn't change. But for example, if I wanted to know how to start, I'm going to just pick something completely random, an auto parts store. I want to open up an auto parts store. Now, I don't know anything about automobiles. I don't know anything. My wife won't even allow me to pop the hood on the car, okay? Something goes wrong, right to the dealership, okay? However, if I wanted to go into the auto parts business and start and open up my own store, for example, let's say I found out it was the most lucrative thing in the world, I would find out a little bit more today than I knew yesterday about it. Not a lot, probably study for 30 minutes, okay? I'd start looking at trends, which is kind of a boring term. I would start looking at some exciting things, like, What's going on in the auto parts industry? Is it used? Is it retail that people are buying the most? Where's the biggest spread? Where can I make the most money and still have the most fun working the least amount of hours? Who knows more than I do about it that I can go spend some time with in my local community, buy a cup of coffee? Remember, even millionaires will accept you buying them a cup of coffee. And I would just start learning a lot about auto parts. And by, let's say it's February 26th, by March 26th, I promise you I could write a business plan on it. I promise you, because if I'm that, here's the thing though. Oh, gee, Sam, you really think you can do that? Yeah, I do. I really do. You know why? Because I would be so fired up about it. I would be eating, sleeping, breathing auto parts. I'd be like carburetors, brake pads, windshield wipers. Oh my God, I can't sleep. I don't even know what, when I see an engine, I just go crazy. I mean, it is the most amazing thing. I want to marry the latest Mustang Corvette. I mean, think about it. That's how excited. Now, if you're not that excited about it, then don't go anywhere near it. That's my point. So careful when you say, I don't know, therefore I cannot do. No way. Flip that around. Say, I don't know, but I'm going to learn how, because this dream wakes me up at 3 a.m. every day, and I've got to go make every day Saturday because I understand that my last breath is going to happen, and I do not want to die with the music still in me, because as I see when I drive by cemeteries all around the world myself, there is a symphony playing of everybody else who died with the music still in them. Don't let that be you. Don't say I don't know how. Say I'm going to find out. And then you can go make every day Saturday by teaching everybody else how you just found out. You understand? Heck, you could just make $1 million paying it forward, selling your intellectual property and your knowledge about how you went and found out. That's awesome, man. I love the entrepreneur. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.